Bills GM Brandon Bean going off yesterday.
If you live in Buffalo or you know anything about Buffalo, I mean, don't speak about Buffalo if you don't know what this city and what this fan base is like. It really pissed me off.
All right, there's Brandon Bean speaking yesterday. You know, kind of after this Antonio Brown saga, what we had last week, there was all that talk. It all popped up again. Why wouldn't someone want to be here in Buffalo? You had the naysayers. You had people boosting Buffalo. Sal Capaccio is live in studio with us now. Sal, Brandon Bean kind of coming to the defense of Buffalo yesterday.
I was in the room with him when he talked. Obviously not the press conferences. I've been in many rooms with Brandon Bean, listened to him speak. I've spoken with him personally. I was fired up personally. I've never seen him like that. He was passionate. He was real. That was real emotion. And, you know, one thing that's, I think, has been happening here is throughout this whole Antonio Brown thing and people taking shots at Buffalo, even people in Buffalo want to take shots at those of us who want to defend our city. And that's been bothering me a lot, guys. I think don't let anybody make you feel bad about loving where you live and your city and having pride. To me, it's not about inferiority. I think we can have that sometimes. That happens, right? I mean, we all get a little defensive. It's just about pride. You know, I moved back here 8 years ago. I lived in Florida for 16 years. I chose to come back here. Brandon Bean's here for 2 years. He knows what this city's about. He knows what the people are about. And I felt that yesterday when he said that it really ticked him off, and he used a different word, how people were talking about Buffalo and as a city and not wanting to be here, because people do want to be here. Listen to those eight guys who spoke at that podium yesterday.
It seemed like some pent-up frustration on his part. I think a lot of Bills fans would have loved to have heard this a week ago today. But they'll take it now.
Yeah, and I think what happened was a week ago that they were still sorting through kind of all the stuff that happened and wanted to let the dust settle. But I think after many reports came out after that, one of the reasons why, Susan, that he really kind of got to the point he was yesterday, he also said people didn't know the facts and they keep saying things that are wrong. And I think that got him more to, okay, let's at least try to clear the air here, because I'm tired of hearing these things that are wrong about what happened with the Antonio Brown deal and things like that. But at the end of the day, the Bills got eight new good football players. And Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott did a nice job to bring these guys. And I think Bills fans should be excited about maybe what that could turn into.
You know what? That was almost the thing. He maybe even didn't need to say anything, because actions speak louder than words. You have a lot of people who are ready to come to Buffalo.
No doubt about it. I found it interesting yesterday. That guy after guy who stood up there talked about the city, the passion. They dropped Bills Mafia references. Some had played in the stadium with other teams and said it was amazing and that drew them here. But they also talked about Josh Allen and how he was like a catalyst and said, I want to come here and play with Josh Allen. Cole Beasley's going to catch passes from him. John Brown's going to catch passes from him. Both guys said that factored into his decision. And how about this? Let's put a little check mark in the Bills in the win column on this one. Cole Beasley said it came down to the Bills, the Cowboys, his old team, and the Patriots, and he chose to come to Buffalo.
Wow. All right. I'll take that. Hey, Sal, thanks so much for the update, and good to hear you're on board with the defending Buffalo. It's Sal Capaccio this weekend, Saturday.